My name is Ty, and I am going to tell you a story about how I concluded that Santa Claus did not exist. And apologies for anybody that still believes in Santa Claus. Or if you brought your kids, they should not be here, so. And I say concluded because I came to that realization on my own. No one told me. But I remember it like it was yesterday, because it was yesterday. No, I'm kidding. It was 1996, and I was 7 years old, and I was living in a two-bedroom apartment with my parents and my three siblings. So the four of us shared a room with two mattresses on the floor. I slept with my younger sister, and my older brother slept with my younger brother. Really living the dream back then. But I didn't know anything else, so it was what it was. All I knew was every morning when my older brother and I woke up, my parents and my two younger siblings were just gone. And honestly, I didn't know where they went, and I couldn't care any less. I was just glad that I had the space in the bed to myself. And so my brother and I would get up, and we would sit in front of the one TV that was in the house and just watch PBS the entire day until my parents came home in the evening. And my mom, she knew that leaving a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old in the house for 8 hours by themselves was illegal. And as the responsible parent, she taught us how to lie. So she sat us both down and said, if anybody calls and asks for me or your father, you tell them that we are asleep. Foolproof. It never came up. And so the day that it happened, I was prepared. I knew it. The phone rang. It was my Uncle Clyde, my father's best friend. He said, hey, let me speak to your dad. And so I had my lie locked and loaded. Actually, my dad is asleep. And I go to put the phone down because mission accomplished, right? That's the whole thing. What my mom didn't prepare me for was people usually ask follow-up questions. And also, you could just go and wake somebody up. So my uncle, being an adult and not a 7-year-old, said, hey, can you go wake him up? Because it's important that I talk to him. And so I was in a gray area. I hadn't developed my lying skills well enough yet. And so I immediately panicked. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to double down. And I told him, my dad is asleep. And he said not to wake him up. Ever. And so then, also, mission accomplished. I go to hang up the phone. And again, not thinking people could ask follow-up questions. He said, you could go wake him up. And I was like, well, no, I can't do that. He said not to wake him up. He'd be very angry if I woke him up. And he said, okay, well, how about this? If you don't go and wake your father up and give him the phone, I will tell Santa Claus not to bring you anything for Christmas. Right? Uncle Clyde was a dick, for real. And so I was afraid because I'm like, wait, I want presents for Christmas. But that lasted for like 2 seconds because then I was like, hold on. Uncle Clyde doesn't have any kids. How does he have Santa Claus' number? Because the last time I checked, only my parents had Santa Claus's number. So how did he get it? And so then I just went down this rabbit hole, and I'm like, there is no Santa Claus. And Uncle Clyde just ruined Christmas for me. And so I didn't say anything else to him. I just hung up the phone real fast. And I went over to my brother, who was still watching PBS. He didn't help me at all. And I said, did you know that Santa wasn't real? And he looked at me and was like, yeah, Ben knew that. And turned back to watching PBS. He was 9, much older and wiser than I was. And so I spent the rest of the day kind of brokenhearted because that took the magic out of Christmas for me. But then, like, I started putting things together, and I was like, honestly, we've never written a letter to Santa. I've just been wishing really badly for stuff and then just never getting it. So I never told my parents that Uncle Clyde ruined Santa Claus for me, because I was still, like, banking on those presents. But the funny thing about that Christmas versus all of the other ones is I never got a single thing that I wished for. Not once. But that Christmas, under the tree, there was a Cabbage Patch doll for me. And that is the thing that I wanted the most, that I had never told anybody, but there it was. And what made it magical is not the fact that this imaginary, balding, white, fat guy broke into my house and put it under the tree. What made it magical was here we were sleeping on the floor in a 2-bedroom apartment that was not big enough to hold any of us. An apartment where my brother and I spent mornings alone watching PBS and catching mice and paper traps. That morning, I had a gift waiting for me that my mom had gotten me, when she could have used that money for literally anything else. But she spent it on a Cabbage Patch doll just for me. And that is where the Christmas magic came from. Thank you.